Hi, this is Jake, and you're listening to the Flight Training Podcast. I'm hoping that this month you're approaching prayer as something you're learning, okay? So you have more freedom when you're learning something, okay? Richard Foster, a great book, Celebration Discipline, he says, "It was liberating to me to understand that prayer involved a learning process. I was set free to question, to experiment, even to fail. For I knew I was learning." And we see this, you know, the disciples go to Jesus and they say, "Teach us to pray." It's not that the disciples had never prayed ever before in their lives, but as they saw something in Jesus they didn't have, and they knew, hey, Jesus, you could teach us how to do this. Like, this is something we can learn. And so just like there's lots of things in life that you go through and you can get better at them. You know, you can learn how to play guitar. You can learn how to hit a baseball. You can learn all these different things in life. Well, how does that process work? I mean, you got to ask questions, you got to experiment with different things, and yeah, you do fail along the way, but it's okay because it's a learning process. And so I wanted to encourage you right out of the gate to approach prayer, and I'm hoping you've already been doing that this month, but approach prayer as something you're learning. Don't feel like I got to have it all figured out before I do it, or I'll never be better than I currently am. Like, realize this is something you could grow in a whole lot. And when I think about growing in something a whole lot, earlier this week I was reading an article, it's a little bit older article, but it's about this guy named Elon Musk, and he, I think, was like the co-founder of PayPal or something. He sold PayPal and made a ton of money off of selling it, and decided to start like a rocket company with all this money that he had, with the goal of colonizing Mars, which sounds pretty out there and crazy, like some crazy billionaire is going to go try to put people on Mars. That was quite a while ago, though, and he has stuck with it. SpaceX, you know, currently has the capability. They've got the largest rocket in existence right now that's usable. They can launch larger things into space than any government in the world can. And pretty impressive, the stuff they've already accomplished with this company. And their goal of getting to Mars, like, supposedly isn't far away. Like, you can Google it and look up way more information about it. But if you're nerdy and into some space stuff, it can be interesting. I've been reading this stuff for fun this week. But one of the interesting things to me about Musk is he's one of the like lead engineers. He's not just the owner of the company, but he's helping develop and make these rockets. And he didn't know anything about rockets really before he started SpaceX, and started just about a year before he started it, reading about rockets like crazy and then doing one other thing. And so this is a quote from an article that I've been reading, a really long article about all this stuff. But this guy named Tim Urban, who had interviewed Musk a lot, is talking about what he's doing. And when he's talking about this time period, he says, to supplement his reading, Musk asked a lot of questions of a lot of people. There's this rocket expert, Jim Cantrell, who calls Musk by far the single smartest person I've ever worked with, says that Musk hired as many of my colleagues in the rocket and spacecraft business that were willing to consult with him, and that it was as if he would suck the experience out of them. So this super rich guy who knows nothing about rockets but is really passionate about trying to get people to live on Mars, he decides rockets are a necessary way to get there. And he reads a ton about it to try to learn more, but he also just gets talking to the best and brightest in the world because he's super rich and can pull that off. And he's trying to learn everything he can from them. And it's not just like he was obsessed and tried. When you find out like the history of SpaceX and all these different rocket technologies they've developed, like, he really became a rocket scientist, you know, like, he really became a rocket engineer and is doing incredible things. So talking to these people and pulling from their experience, it was a key piece of him becoming great in this field. So how does that all relate to prayer? Well, I'm not going to talk to you too much more about space. I want to jump into what does this have to do with your guys' life and prayer. And talking back to Richard Foster, quote, as he's talking about learning about prayer, he says, as I was learning, I sought out persons who seemed to experience greater power and effectiveness in prayer than I, and I asked them to teach me everything they knew. Can you imagine that? You know, you think about Richard Foster, and he's looking around, paying attention to other people pray, not in a judgmental way, but in a, who is really powerful at this? Not in a, I'm trying to get a pecking order or something, but like a, I want to find a good teacher. And so he looks for, and he says, greater power and effectiveness in prayer. So he's paying attention not just to who sounds the coolest while they pray or something, but he's paying attention to, when this person prays, mountains seem to move. Stuff happens. Seems like this person's getting through to God in a big way. They're somehow connected to God, and this prayer is big in their life, and it has an impact on the world around them. So I want you to think for a second, do you know some people like that? Who would you say in your life is somebody who has greater power and effectiveness when they pray? Somebody that has, you would say, their prayers are more powerful than mine. And so I gave you a little pause there to think. Feel free to pause this right now if you want. You can continue to think on this. But that idea, who are some people you know who seem really, man, they are strong in prayer? And the challenge for you this week is to do exactly what Richard Foster did, is to go to that person, take him out for coffee, invite him over to your house, you know, go to a Royals game with him, whatever you want to do. But find that person and ask them, hey, you might have to get a little set up. Hey, I see that when you pray, it seems powerful, man. And I'm not saying that to fluff up your ego. I'm saying I want to learn more about prayer. And I think you could teach me something. Would you teach me everything you know about prayer? Which is a gigantic question to go to somebody who you feel like is really good at prayer and say, teach me everything you know. They may have one sentence for you. They may say, come meet with me every week for the next year. I don't know what they're going to tell you. Go to that person and with some space. Don't just ask them in the hallway as you're walking by each other, but with a little bit of space as you're sitting down and drinking some coffee or something, say, hey, I'm really trying to learn more about prayer and to get closer to God through prayer and be more powerful in prayer. And I see some awesome signs on the outside looking in at your prayer life. Would you teach me everything you know about prayer? And they may tell you, like, no, I don't have time or something. You know, you're off the hook, I guess, if they do that. But go to that person, ask them that question this week, and then do whatever they start teaching you to do, or at least that's the hope. The hope is they're going to actually teach you some stuff to do, teach you some ways to look at prayer, teach you some ways to get involved in prayer, maybe give you some wax on, wax off type of exercises to do to get better at prayer. But that's the goal this week, is to go to kind of put this in quotes, expert. I don't know that anyone becomes an expert in prayer, but go to somebody that you think they're further than me and ask them to teach you everything they know. They probably will have a lot of things they think about prayer or know about prayer or have experienced in prayer that are different from stuff you've ever heard before. So get into a deep conversation with them, and kind of like Elon Musk with these rocket scientists, try to suck the experience out of them. Like, try to go away stronger in your prayer life because you've talked to them. Like, try to imitate what they do that's worked. So that's the challenge this week. Have that conversation with somebody this week. They may challenge you to do all sorts of stuff, but at least this week, have the conversation with them. I look forward to hearing how it goes. Thanks, guys.